Yet weaknesses remain. The shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline exposes gaps in companies' cyber armor. It also reveals the idea that shale oil might guarantee energy security to be a fallacy. Oil may be fungible, but oil in infrastructure is not, notes Michael Tran of RBC Capital Markets. America's Northeast is particularly exposed to attack, Mr. Tran says. A dearth of local refineries makes the region dependent on pipelines and tankers for oil products. The federal government's cyber defenses are imperfect too. The Government Accountability Office, GAO, the agency charged with criticizing other agencies, has found cybersecurity a particularly rich subject. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, is supposed to help safeguard oil and gas pipelines. In 2019, the GAO identified factors that limit the usefulness of TSA's risk assessment. In March, the GAO reported that the Department of Energy's plans for cyber protection do not fully address risks to the grid's distribution systems, leaving big cities vulnerable. Worryingly, cyber attacks may increase in number and ambition. Hackers are using ransomware to infiltrate larger companies and seek higher payments. Their average ransom payment has roughly doubled over the past year, according to Coveware, a tracking firm. Furthermore, changes to the electricity system may, without sufficient planning, make it more vulnerable. As more devices are connected to the internet, hackers have a larger number of targets. As more cars run on electricity rather than combustion, a blackout can wreak broader damage. And as transmission lines connect distant power systems, helping to balance intermittent wind and solar power, a problem in one grid can have an impact on another. These challenges are not unique to America, but they pose a particular headache for President Joe Biden, who is trying to win support for climate proposals in his $2 trillion infrastructure bill. Limiting climate change and fighting cyber threats are hardly mutually exclusive endeavors. Mr. Biden must make a credible case that he can make America's energy system both greener and more secure.